Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. There is no greater community builder than adoption. Welcome to Your Adoption Coach with host Kelly Ellison. If you are starting an adoption or just thinking about it, or maybe someone you know is going through an adoption and you want to help, please stay tuned over the next hour as we will educate and inspire you with some real stories and information about resources that can help. Now, here is your host, Kelly Ellison.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. I'm Kelly Ellison, your adoption coach. And as I said last week, we've got some new exciting shows that are coming up. So I hope that you'll take time each week for some interesting dialogue and inspiration all about adoption. You know, if you miss a show, remember, you can always go to my host webpage at www.voiceamerica.com and you can look at any of the shows that we've done over the last year. We've done a number of really exciting shows. So you can look at each one of those and download a podcast, share it with a friend. We love it when folks go and take a look at our shows. Interesting statistics. In just a short period of a year, we've had over 300,000 listeners to this show. So share it with your friends. Thank you for listening and continue to stay tuned for some exciting information. And as I said, inspiration all about adoption. Last week, more educational, I think, we had Becky Wilmoth from Bill's Tax Service joining us and talking all about the adoption tax credit. Now, I'm going to tell you that I thought that I knew most of the things about the adoption tax credit. I've experienced it myself. So I thought that I had at least a baseline of information. And Becky certainly corrected me in a number of things that I thought were right already in place. I just love these folks. I met them at the National Council for Adoption annual conference, and they have dedicated a big part of their mission to helping adoptive families understand and apply the adoption tax credit. I have to tell you a little secret that Becky told us she actually knows a person by first name in the IRS department in the adoption tax credit area. So she's your new best friend. We hope that you will go back and listen to the show if you missed it, and we want to continue to collaborate with Bill's Tax Service. If you want more information, you can find them at Bill's Tax Centralia. That's Bill's Tax Centralia, CENTRALIA.com. So a few short announcements before we get to our guest. I'm really excited about our guest, so I want to get to him quickly here. But there is a conference called Adoption and Changing a World for Professionals and Families. It's hosted by Adoptions from the Heart. The conference is October 22nd at Westland University. For more information about the conference, you can call 1-800-355-5500 or jump on their website at www.AFTH. That's adoptionsfromtheheart.org. Adam Pertman is going to be speaking at that conference. So if you don't know Adam, he is just a premier authority on adoption. He's been on the show a couple of times. I would highly recommend attending. So here we are this week. We're so delighted. A very special guest, also a person that I met at the National Council for Adoption, their annual conference this last June in Orlando, Mendel Thompson, who is the president and CEO of America's Christian Credit Union, located in Glendora, California. Mendel has been in this position since 1986. He had a very number of different positions at the credit union from 1977 to 1986 before he became president. He was influential in taking the credit union through a charter change in 93 that opened the door to making church loans. America's Christian Credit Union serves more than 27 members with $250 million in assets and nearly $500 million in total managed assets. He's currently on the board of a number of universities and also on a number of credit unions. He graduated cum laude in 1976 with a bachelor's degree in history and business from Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego, and is also a graduate of the Western CUNA, C-U-N-A, Management School and Stanford's University's Executive Development Program. Mendel, that is a mouthful.
Yeah, well, it is, and you have done an excellent job, and you're way, way too kind.
Wow.
Thank you. To say
that you are an accomplished man would be an understatement.
Well, it simply means that I'm probably old. So
you're probably old, yeah. Boy, I know the feeling. But this is just amazing, and I just want to say before we even get started, your associates there at America's Christian Credit Union are some of the nicest people I've ever worked with, first of all. Secondly, I want you to know that when I started this radio station and this radio show, I picked up the phone. I had no sponsors. I did not even have a show. And I just had a vision of what that was going to look like. That was over a year ago. June 2nd was our first show. And I picked up the phone and I talked to Bruce and Natalie and I told them my vision for this show and what I wanted to do. And they were so supportive. And America's Christian Credit Union has been a sponsor of this show since day one. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you to you and all of your associates for really, really making this show possible. I just really want you to know how much I appreciate that.
Thank you, and we're blessed to be able to do it. Thank you.
It's really wonderful. So, you know, I know that you're a busy man and how committed you are to adoption. That was, I think, one of the things as we've worked together over the years with your team, just really how committed to adoption you are. Not only do you guys go to conferences, but you are really everywhere. And I just was curious to have you on the show today. Do you have some personal connection to adoption yourself?
You know, I just have a lot of friends who have adopted, and I see the joy that they have shared. I see the struggles that they've had in achieving that, and it's just been a real exciting thing to be a part of what their lives are. So that's really how I've hooked in there.
Right. And you know, I will tell you, I talk about this statistic a lot, and folks really don't believe it. I mentioned having Adam Pertman on the show a couple of times, and Adam, I made a comment to him the first time he was on the show about 1 in 6 people have some connection to adoption. He stopped me right away, and he said, no, Kelly, 1 in 3 people have some connection to adoption. So it's amazing. I speak quite a bit across the country about adoption, and whenever I do any kind of conferences or anything, I will ask folks. And just like you, you don't necessarily have to be adopted or have an adopted child or whatever the case, but you can have friends, like you're saying, Mendel, where you really understand that experience. It really is a community builder. I think you would agree.
Correct. Yes.
So the credit union has this amazing commitment to adoption. Now, have they always had that? When did that begin for the credit union?
You know, no, we have not. It started back in 2009, and a consultant of ours, we were working with her and just throwing a lot of different topics out, and adoption loans came up, and frankly, it kind of took me back, and so we took our time to understand that and look at the options. And fortunately, our management team was really taken by all of that. And then our board supported that. And so in about 2010 was when we first launched it, and it's been a wonderful thing ever since then.
Yes, it is. And so your mission of, I want to make sure I get this right, reach, serve, and teach. Tell us how, obviously that does apply, but the philosophy of that, how that applies to your adoptive families.
Well, you know, from a Christian standpoint, we're all adopted by God and through Christ. And so it really fits well. And as I began and as our board began to think about this, it just seemed to make sense that if we're here to reach, serve, and teach, then we need to do that in a way that really reflects Christ. And it's exciting to do all of the loans that we do, from car loans to home loans to church loans, but there's nothing like a sacred loan, which is what I've said that a adoption loan is. And so as part of the reach, we're reaching out and letting parents know that there is a place that can assist you and be a partner with you as you attempt to adopt. And then the service part is really to serve them. As we found, the cost can be extremely high. And although a lot of parents come in with some funds, as I think we all know, we always come up just a little short. And so we serve them with a adoption loan that has some favorable terms, conditions, rates. There's no fees. And so from a financial standpoint, we, you know, serve them well. And then we try to, you know, teach them just about what growing a family is, and, you know, what the Bible says and what, you know, Christ says about the stewardship of money. And, you know, as a family grows, expands, money can be tight, but if it's used in a, you know, way to glorify God, then it can glorify this new home and then the child. So we really try to employ the reach, serve, and teach in many, many different ways, and this is simply one that really, really strikes at the heart of, you know, what we're about.
Well, definitely at the heart of what you're about. And as you've described, the thing that I like the best about it is that it's not, you're not just, and I know that credit unions are very different from banks.
Correct.
So, right. So there's a whole philosophy. You guys then take another level in terms of the spiritual context. But, you know, this is not just like going in and applying for a bank loan. This is, you guys have really put some thought behind the adoptive parents' circumstances. Is that the right way to say that?
Correct.
They're specific. So you're going to talk to them about this whole process, more of a comprehensive approach. And I think, you know, I love that, because what I do and have been doing is coaching families on how to raise money for their adoptions. And what I have found is, you guys have already drawn this conclusion, of course, that it's really a whole comprehensive approach. What was amazing to me is that adoption agencies and service providers are really don't have that core competency, so they don't really provide those kinds of services to families. They provide resources to families, and I don't want to suggest that they are not doing their job, but they are in fact doing their job of the adoption. The financial piece of it has always been something that's just been kind of hanging out there.
Correct.
And it hasn't really been something that has been really addressed. And so I'm so excited to be partnering with America's Christian Credit Union and helping you guys to get the word out about how you're helping adoptive families. We are going to take a short break, and we're going to come back. If you'd like to get more information about the programs that Mendel was talking about, you can go to their website at americaschristiancu.com. That's americaschristiancu.com. And again, we want to give a shout out to America's Christian Credit Union, Beacon House Adoptions, And we have a couple of new sponsors, Embraced by Grace and Gladney Center for Adoption, and of course, Adoption Mosaic. All of those companies and organizations have some wonderful services, so check them out and do stay with us. We're going to be right back and talk about how the program got started, and we're going to ask Mendel a little bit about some specifics about each one of these products that they provide. So do stay with us.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union. On approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Gladney Center for Adoption believes every child deserves the love and support of a forever family. That is why we offer a variety of waiting child adoption programs here at home and around the world. If you've been considering opening your home and your heart to a child that needs your love, please log on to achildtolove.org or call 1-800-GLADNEY. We offer flexible adoption programs, pre- and post-adoption support, and professional and caring counseling support throughout the adoption process. The Gladney Center for Adoption is a place where hope is born.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. To connect with Kelly or her guests today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Would you rather send us an email? Please send questions or comments about the show to coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back. Thanks so much for sticking with us. I'm Kelly Ellison, your adoption coach. I'm here with Mendel Thompson, the CEO of America's Christian Credit Union. Mendel and I met in June of this year, actually, at the National Council for Adoption when America's Christian Credit Union was there doing a workshop. We did a workshop together. We had booths. We had all kinds of stuff. So appreciative of their work, of what they are doing, and their commitment, specific commitment to adoptive families. Now, Mendel, you sent me an email a couple weeks ago, and you mentioned that by the end of 2013, 1,000 families supported. This is amazing. 1,000 families supported.
Correct.
With over $200 million invested in families. That is just amazing. That was just by the end of 2013, from 2010 to 2013. Is that what that 1,000 families supported represents?
Yes, yes. That's what we will end up at, and it represents 1,000 kids that are forever in a loving Christian home, and we're thrilled that we've been able to be a part of that.
That is just amazing. So you talked a little bit about the fact that this program started in 2010, and I'm always really curious about this. So you got this consultant, you brought this together, the program started. How did you know what services to provide to adoptive families? How did you know what to give them that would help
them?
Well,
to be really frank, we you know, didn't know. This was something that we had never done. We're very good at doing all of the consumer loans that people obviously think about and church loans, but we found, as you had earlier said, that there is a real void for parents to be able to bridge that gap that they might have. So we began just with a basic adoption loan, and it was a personal loan with a term of 60 months and interest rate somewhere between 8 and 9 and 9.5. We had heard that the best rate that was out there was 20-21%, and we thought, well, man, we can really beat that. And then as the years have come and evolved, and we've seen what parents need and how we can just do a better job, we have created all kinds of different deals where equity loans can be used, which is really the better way to go because interest rates are much less than, nine. Using a car, because those rates are obviously lower. Grants, borrowing against some savings that the parents may have, or friends, or others may have. So there's a variety of ways that we want to be able to assist parents in getting the financial cash that will enable them to bring a child home and be able to nurture and grow and have the kind of home that they and that child want. And so it's been exciting because we started from basically scratch. Examiners come in and examine us, and we have to explain to them what is an adoption loan.
Oh,
they
wow.
scratch their heads. They've never seen this in credit unions or banks, which they go in and examine.
Right.
And then they obviously say, well, are these paying? And we tell them, yes, they're paying. They're paying extremely well. And so we've just evolved from a very basic 60-month loan. Now we offer loans up to, 84 months, and we've enhanced the terms and the conditions and the rates and collateral, and it's just been a wonderful thing that has enabled us to just see the kind of growth that we've had.
Right, right. Now you have this adoption visa,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's very interesting. Can you talk a little bit about that specific product?
We offer that. There's a process, as you know, from approval to securing that special child and all of the things that parents have to do to adopt. And so we offer a special card with a special rate that is to be used just exclusively for adoptions. And there's many times the parents have got to take trips to see their child, to pick up their child. There's a lot of ancillary things that parents have to do, and so having a specified card that they can keep track of those costs, that has a great rate, that is not a ordinary card that you might get from another bank that with interest rates that are significantly higher.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a real significant thing that parents like because it's an isolated card that can help them achieve the basic goal which they have.
Well, and I will tell you that, you know, whether you do an international adoption or a domestic adoption, the ability to have access to cash or, in this case, a card is very, very important, because in many cases you will have expenses that come up that you don't know about, that you're not, you know, that you weren't aware of. In my particular case, my husband and I, we waited so long that our fingerprints expired.
Oh, my.
And yes, and so we had to go back, and all of the sudden our fingerprints had expired. We'd been in the queue for too long, and we had to go back and get those done again, and we had to come up with $1,800 right out of the blue per person to get our fingerprints redone, like, you know, like our status had changed. We were just amazed by that. But nonetheless, in order for our adoption, and we didn't want anything at that point, once you're kind of, and I can certainly only speak to international adoption, but once you're kind of in the queue, once you've kind of got in the review and you're waiting for your referral, you don't want anything to upset that process.
Correct.
So, you know, you have done a lot of work and put a lot of energy into that. So I can see where the adoption visa with a special rate would really be a wonderful tool for families to use, whether they, as I said, do a domestic or an international adoption. And then talk to us a little bit about, Mendel, about these adoption grants. So you also, not only do you have this full line of products, but you also give grants out to families. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes. About a year or two ago, we felt like that we needed just to do a little bit more, and so the board approved grants, and we've been fortunate enough to give one out, and it's a $5,000 grant, and of course the term grant means it's yours. You never have to pay it back.
Yeah.
And and we believe that it's a part of our way to give back. It's a part of our way to say we really support it. Yes, we support it by what we're doing, but we wanted to go that extra step and give money back. It's kind of like paying a tithe. And God has blessed us and continues to bless us. And so we just felt that would be the right thing. So we offer those. And then we also offer those to any of our you know, team that would happen to want to adopt. So we're excited about that and looking forward to actually giving more grants out. It's kind of sounds strange,
right,
for a banker type to say, I want to give some money out, because usually we're construed as wanting to, you know, make it all and keep it all. But in our particular case, we enjoy being able to give some of that back, and it's been a wonderful thing, and it's just been great.
Right. So you said you give one out. Does that mean you give one $5,000 grant out per year? How does that work?
Well, it's really based upon who applies and what the situation is. And since we've done that, I think we've given two or three out.
Okay.
And you know, normally we, since it's a product that's fairly new and we're trying to establish what all of the parameters are, we're taking it slow. But our objective is to give at least four to five out every year.
Oh, wow.
That would be one, you know, every quarter. And so that's our objective and the goal which we have. And there are a lot of grants and money that is out there, and parents will often find those, but there's always need. And so we just want to do what we can to partnership with some of the parents that we have a chance to work with.
Right.
And you know, this is one way.
So we're going to take a little break here in a few minutes, but I want to clarify. So the folks that really apply for this are actual members of the credit union, right?
Correct.
So that you have to be a member of the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to also say I help families in writing grants for adoptions, and I do a seminar for them. And I've also been in the nonprofit sector for a long time, so I know a lot about writing grants. And one of the things I just want to commend you for is the amount, first of all, because $5,000 is a significant enough amount that will really make an impact on the cost of your adoption. And that's not to say that the $500 and $1,000 grants are not helpful, but you have to really weigh the amount of time and energy put into it versus the return, and especially when you're in this process. So I really want to commend you for the size of the grant. $5,000, that is a nice grant for families that I think would really, really help them in that whole process. So
we're going to
take a break, and I do want to just say thanks to you, America's Christian Credit Union, Beacon House Adoptions, and Adoption Mosaic. We have, as I said, some new sponsors. Embraced by Grace, you can find them at embracedbygrace.org. You're going to hear more from them. Gladney Center for Adoption, you can find them at gladney.org. And then another new sponsor, which is Adoption Mosaic. They have a magazine called Adoption Constellation. You can find some information from them at adoptionmosaic.org. All these folks were so happy to have them join us on the show. You'll be hearing more from them on future shows. So I want to encourage you to check out their websites and some of their amazing services that they provide. We are going to be back. We're with Mendel Thompson, the CEO of America's Christian Credit Union. Do stay tuned. More to come.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
The Gladney Center for Adoption believes every child deserves the love and support of a forever family. That is why we offer a variety of waiting child adoption programs here at home and around the world. If you've been considering opening your home and your heart to a child that needs your love, please log on to achildtolove.org or call 1-800-GLADNEY. We offer flexible adoption programs, pre- and post-adoption support, and professional and caring counseling support throughout the adoption process. The Gladney Center for Adoption is a place where hope is born.
Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. To connect with Kelly or her guests today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Would you rather send us an email? Please send questions or comments about the show to coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back having fun with Mendel Thompson, who's the CEO of America's Christian Credit Union. I'm kind of grinning because I asked him during break about an adoption-friendly corporation. If you've listened to the show, you know that we've had the Dave Thomas Foundation, Rita Sorenin, on the show a couple of times. And at one point, Mendel, you may or may not know this, I had a panel of adoption-friendly corporations on the show talking about some of the benefits that they have for their employees. And one in particular, we had Prudential on the show, a vice president from Prudential, talking about one family that had done 11 adoptions.
Oh, wow.
So it was just amazing. So you have to tell us. So you guys received the award. So do tell. You received the Dave Thomas Award for being an adoption-friendly corporation. Tell us where you ranked.
Well, we just got it a week ago. So this is really, really new. And we're 87th. So there's a lot of room to grow, but we cracked the 100 mark, and we're thrilled about that. We didn't know we were even being looked at, but we're just so blessed once again that what we're doing reflects that and reflects that to our entire team, and so we're just happy that that we've been able to achieve that. Rita is great. Her energy is just super high, and appreciate everything that she and all of her team do. So thank you for allowing us to just
Well, congratulations. That is
thank
no
you.
Small feat. And I understand that Rita came out and presented the award with you and talked to you guys about this, and they are very, very supportive, I think. There are over 200 adoption-friendly corporations, but it is a big deal to be on the top 100 list. That's a big deal. Do you know specifically, you may or may not, but do you know specifically what your specific benefits are? Do you have an idea of what those are?
Well, we have the, grant that we have talked about, and so we offer that grant to our entire team. We offer extended days off, and I believe a couple of other things that we offer to our team.
Yeah.
And we're in the small area, the small tier. And actually, we're number four there. So, so we're thrilled about that because our companies from zero to 100 employees, and we have like 85. So we're just thrilled about that. And,
you should be.
And Rita was so nice to personally come out and talk to our entire team,
and that's great.
It was fun.
That's great. Congratulations. Yeah. So, I have to tell you, I remember having Natalie Turman on the show. Natalie is one of your senior folks at America's Christian Credit Union. And the one thing that was so neat about having her on the show, she went through each of the products as you have done to talk about this great philosophy that you have when you meet with families. And she said that you, in every case, you try to say yes to all of your adoptive families. And it's just a great philosophy, especially at a time when there's just a lack of trust and confidence. Why is that so important for you right now?
Well, we just feel like this is such an important thing. It's just a God thing to us. We feel like God has enabled us to enter into this market space and make what I've alluded to is a sacred loan, because it involves a child. And the Bible talks a lot about kids. And so whenever we're asked to consider this, we want to do everything that we can to say yes. Now, there's a regulatory world, and we're federally insured, and so we have to live to a standard that meets and exceeds what they expect. But operationally and everything, we really try to say, yes, and we try to say yes with the best terms that we can offer. And by that, if we can do a equity loan, that's a better term than doing a personal loan. And sometimes bankers get accused of not always putting the customer first. Well, here we always put the member first. And even though we sacrifice rate, we want to make sure that child has a forever home. And God's going to bless us, and God's going to make up whatever we might lose. And so that's what we do. And we just look at every loan as best we can and make every attempt to let the parent know that we can partnership with them.
Well, so I have to tell you, it's a great segue, because I want to read this quote off of your website, and I had a difficult time, not on the website. The website's great. I had a difficult time getting through it because you have probably about 10 or 15 families on your website that are identified, you know, as saying thank you. So
right.
America's Christian, one of the families said, America's Christian Credit Union gave us a significant loan last year for the adoption of our son, Judah. Without it, we would not have been able to complete his adoption. We're so grateful. He has made us so happy and fills our lives with joy every day. Many blessings, and thank you so much for making adoption possible for us, the Moon family. And then the Turner family had a comment that said, thank you for making our dreams come true. And I thought that was really, really special too. Are there any families, Mendel, that you think of that you're especially proud of assisting through the credit union?
Well, yes, there are a lot, but just let me tell you one quick story, and it's a current one. In fact, the family leaves on Sunday the 8th to pick up and to just complete the whole adoption cycle. The Congo is a really a mysterious place, and it's a kind of an amazing place to go and everything, but the family had been there and had fallen in love with a little girl that was I believe was two and a half, and there was an older girl there that is nine, and she has kind of become the mother of all of the smaller ones. And somehow the Lord just spoke to, you know, this mom and dad, and they asked her, would you ever want to come and be a part of our home? And she burst in, you know, to tears.
Oh my gosh!
Yes. And the challenge is that in, you know, areas like this, the older kids, once you reach a certain age, you just are kind of forgotten. And so she had kind of become a part of the staff and part of the mothering, and she's only nine, and yet people had overlooked her because there were younger kids. Well, this mom and dad is leaving on Sunday the 8th, and they're flying there, and they will complete all of the paperwork through our help, and. They will bring her, you know, home, and she will be complete and join the 2.5-year-old that they had previously gotten. And both of the girls are excited. They're thrilled beyond words because now they're in a loving forever home. And although, you know, they had a good life, relatively speaking, where they you know were, there's nothing like being home and being loved and being cared for. And so this little girl who is nine now has a brand new world, a brand new home, and parents, and a future that only God knows what's going to hold. And so that is a current story that is happening now. Mm-hmm. And it's just exciting that through the financial support that we're able to give, that by next week she will be back here and united with her parents and with her friend, the 2.5-year-old, and what a wonderful, wonderful way. So
I love that story.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Wow.
Yeah.
It's just really amazing. There are so many. That story, now multiply that by 100 or 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
There are so many people that are opening their hearts to these kids. And what an amazing story. I hope that I get a chance at some point to read more about her or learn more about her. I don't know if you knew this, but we did have at one time, I think early on in the show with Natalie, we had a group of families on the show.
Oh, okay.
and talking about. And I was just thinking about that the other day when I knew that you were going to be joining us. That it would be kind of a neat thing to have to revisit that, and that family might be interested in coming on and telling us about their experience. Mm-hmm. You know, most folks don't realize that domestic or international adoption can cost as much as $60,000. It's just,
you're right.
It's amazing. Prior to Russia closing, it had peaked at $65,000. And as you've talked about, my coaching with people through the years in the financial coaching system, there just are not enough resources out there for adoptive families. And we're so grateful that you have led this effort, Mendel, at America's Christian Credit Union, to make the visa, the home equity loan, the adoption grants available to families. So we have more to discuss and more to talk about in our last segment, and I hope that you will stay with us again. I'm with Mendel Thompson, the CEO of America's Christian Credit Union. Their website is www.americaschristiancu.com. That's www.americaschristiancu.com. Stay with us.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300. Or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
The Gladney Center for Adoption believes every child deserves the love and support of a forever family. That is why we offer a variety of waiting child adoption programs here at home and around the world. If you've been considering opening your home and your heart to a child that needs your love, please log on to achildtolove.org or call 1-800-GLADNEY. We offer flexible adoption programs, pre- and post-adoption support, and professional and caring counseling support throughout the adoption process. The Gladney Center for Adoption is a place where hope is born.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. To connect with Kelly or her guests today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Would you rather send us an email? Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
Thanks so much for staying with us. I'm Kelly Ellison, your adoption coach, and we've just had a wonderful time today with Mendel Thompson, who is the president and CEO of America's Christian Credit Union. He told me over break, I hope that's okay, the little girl's name, the 9-year-old who's coming home on Sunday, September 8th. Her name is Sevi, and so we just want to send out good energy and lots of love and prayers to those folks as they're bringing their daughter home. And how wonderful that America's Christian Credit Union and all of your services have been able to help such a family become united forever. That's really great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So again, if you want to learn more about America's Christian Credit Union and their mission and their commitment to adoption, their website again is www.americaschristiancu.com. On your website, Mendel, you talk a little bit about supporting organizations helping 143 million orphans. Can you tell us about those organizations and how, what does that support look like? How do you support them?
Well, we support them by a lot of different ways. One, we support some of the conferences and educational things which they do, which we feel are such an important thing. There's such a gap in terms of what people know and you know what is out there. Second of all, we support them by letting them know that we are in fact here. We were engaging with a partner, and I said, well, what is the monetary package which you are able to offer? And they said, oh, we got a credit card from a company that is interest free for 6 months, and then their best rate is at 21%. And I said, so that's the package which you offer. And they said, oh, yes. And I said, well, we can do much better than that. So I think there's a real gap in terms of what groups are able to know what is out there and then offer. And so we make sure that they understand that there's a financial group such as ourselves that we aren't doing it just to make a buck, but it's part of what our mission is, and so we really support that. And then we're trying to get into churches, to schools, to Christian schools, and let people know that sustaining life and giving life and then adopting life is really an important thing. And that's kind of a strange thing for a financial place to really really do, but at the end of the day, we just feel like God has called us to speak out for life and for the kids that don't have a voice. Mm-hmm. And so we are engaged as best we can with many schools and ministries, churches. So, let them know that there is a choice and there is a way, and we can be a part of, helping them. Now, we don't adopt kids and we don't facilitate that part, but we certainly can do what we do. So,
yeah, so which is a lot.
Those are just three areas that we are a part of, and oh my, there's so much work to, do, and we would enjoy a lot of other groups that have the mission like we do to come alongside and really help us.
Well, and a question that I didn't ask you the last segment, but I think it's really important. Can anyone apply for the loans or the grants with America's Christian Credit Union? What does that look
well,
like?
Well, yes. The short answer is they would need to go on to our website and read our statement of faith, which is the entry point to actually join us. We serve a certain sector within the Christian church, and that's the statute that we're under, the law. And so, but it's pretty broad, and I'm thankful that it is. So I would encourage folks to go on and read that, and I would say that a majority of those that would have a Christian spirit and a background and a Christian faith would probably be able to join here.
Okay, that's good to know. So in terms of helping adoptive families, do you have a goal that you're setting for the coming year? 1,000 families now, what's more to add to next
year?
Well,
our goal is to do one adoption loan every work day.
Wow.
That's about 240, so... we'd like to be able for next year to do one adoption loan every day. That's 240 kids that we could have a tangible way of placing in a loving home. if God enables us to exceed that and provides his blessing on, you know, that, then we're geared up and staffed up to ready to, you know, exceed that goal. But that is a tangible goal that we have, and Natalie and her team are very excited to be able to not only to reach that goal, but hopefully go way, way past it.
I can already hear her phone ringing.
Well, that would be great. Yes, it is.
So about 30 seconds here, and then I want to read the financial tip from America's Christian Credit Union. But are there any new products or services that are coming on board for families at this point that you guys have thought about?
We are always looking for other ways to just enhance what we do. We are thinking about doing a arm with interest rates, you know, projected to kind of inch up. We don't want for interest rates to keep any anybody out. So we're thinking of creating some adjustable rate loan so that people can get in and can, from a budget standpoint, know that their payment is going to go from A to B to C to D.
Right.
And not be scared away by interest rates that are anticipated to go up. So we're always
looking at,
you know, those type of things, and looking forward to just another exciting year.
Right. Good. Well, thank you, Mendel, for being with us. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Just a plethora of information. And
thank
I'm going to read the financial tip from America's Christian Credit Union. This is a weekly service that we provide through the sponsorship with America's Christian Credit Union. Maximize the equity you have in your current vehicles to help secure a loan for your adoption. Although your unsecured adoption loan is convenient, using the equity in your car could result in a lower interest rate and payment than a traditional unsecured adoption loan. America's Christian Credit Union is here to help you and fit this new monthly payment into your budget. You can contact America's Christian Credit Union at www.americaschristiancu.com. Their number, 1-800-343-6328. For more details regarding auto and adoption loans. And I want to thank you again, Mendel, for your time today. What a great show. If
you
like the show, yes, thank you. And give my regards to everyone.
If you like
the show today and you have a story or a suggestion you'd like to share, you can reach me at coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com or my host webpage at voiceamerica.com. Thanks for joining us. Tune again next week. And in the meantime, have a great week.
We hope today's program gave you some inspiration as well as information about adoption. Please tune in next Saturday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Your Adoption Coach on the Voice America Variety Channel. Thank you again for listening.